Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jack Ward, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, joining us in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teacher's lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone's talking about.
We continue with some of the conversations that we've had at the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress that's going on here in the month of January. Jack Ward is Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, been a part of the Hereford breed for a couple of decades now. What's different? In other words, how has the purebred industry changed since you first really got involved?
You bet. Well, it is very interesting, and over time, I grew up in the seed stock business, and as I started my adult career, my wife and I, we owned and operated an Angus farm back in Indiana, and then, as you mentioned, working on almost two decades now at the American Hereford Association, and it has changed. The seed stock industry is looked upon as those who have to endorse or accept technology, make changes. And, you know, the key is that in the seed stock industry, the consumer is still the ultimate goal of where we need to head. And as the someone in the seed stock industry that, for lack of a better word, it's kind of at the top of the pyramid scheme, if you will, in terms of production, we have to endorse things like, obviously, pedigree, performance recording, most recently, genomics, in order for our breeders to be able to find and utilize the kind of genetics and produce the kind of genetics that their customers need in the commercial industry, the cow-calf sector. And then those cattle got to perform in the feedlot, and then they have to produce at the packer level high-quality product that the packer can market and make money on. So it's a big scheme of things that kind of go together all at once, and I'm very proud of our membership at Hereford because we have changed that role. And you know, when I first started years ago, we barely even had a genetic evaluation. It was kind of in the infancy stage, and over time it grew, and we produced a genetic evaluation a couple of times in the industry, in the seed stock industry, no matter what breed you were. And today we release updated EPDs that have a pedigree component, a phenotypic component, and a genomic component, and we do that every week. The technology is available, and so we need to be efficient. We have to provide the right kind of information and allow our breeders to make the changes to help their customers be profitable.
I know that, you know, the EPDs, the genomic part of it has really changed the industry a great deal.
Well, there's no question, and you know, there's several levels, honestly, even to the genomic component, because you know, as it started out, most breeds have been affected over the last several decades, for years, with genetic defects and abnormalities. And, you know, when I was really young, back in the late 60s, and even before that, this technology was not available to us, and we kind of just shunned a breed of an entire line of genetics because of some genetic abnormality conditions. And today, we don't have to do that. We have the technology to test and make breeding decisions and form breeding decisions because of that. So that's one component, and honestly, I think that's where we got the best adoption from our breeders because of that diagnostic portion. And now as we move forward, the ability for these genomics to help us predict these genetics which will shorten our genetic intervals or turnovers in the seed stock and the cattle industry. It's a tool that's here to stay, and it'll just get stronger and better as we move along.
Jack Ward, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.